Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us on the program talking about detox and rejuvenation. Left on, I was going to ask you about how often we should undertake a detox program and what we can expect. And that's probably important because things are going to happen to our body and we really need to be aware of that.
Yeah, I always give the advice my grandmother gave me, and it works well, and it's not difficult. One day a week, pick a day. Pick in any day you want that works for you. 2 to 3 days monthly, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and maybe a week to 10 days with each change of season. And then what I do every 2 or 3 years, I do a 30 to 40 day cleanse. That doesn't mean I'm on juices the whole time, but I adjust my diet and the way I'm living, and I eat more raw foods, and I make more green juices and green smoothies, and, you know, they're little changes that you can make. Now, depending on how toxic your body may be and how long you choose to cleanse, during a detox, you may feel a little bit more tired than usual. If that's the case, get more rest. Some people report feeling more energy. Some people might break out with a little rash on the skin. That's a sign that your body's doing house cleansing. Maybe you have a little fever or a little bit of a headache. That's another sign the body is house cleaning. Lots of people release extra mucus that you can see looking back up with you in the bathroom after you've used the toilet. That's a good thing. Some people have mood swings or depression. Sometimes you're releasing toxins, and it can change your mood a little bit. What's interesting, I know some people that haven't taken certain medications that have a certain odor to them in a long time, but a lot of toxins are stored in your fat in your body. And as you begin to lose weight, because you will lose weight when you detox, you might sense the smell of medications coming out of your skin. But I promise you this, at the end of the detox, you'll feel lighter and more peaceful. You'll have more control over your body, and you'll experience an increase in self-esteem and self-confidence. And by the way, when you do a cleanse, it's one of the best ways to break bad habits that you might have, like always salting foods and being addicted to dairy and white sugar and white flour products. And in addition, here are some simple things you can do. Take your shoes off when you come right inside the home. I always have my house shoes that never are worn outside the house. I put them on the moment I get in, because you've got on the soles of your shoes often petrochemicals, sewage, tar, you know, stuff from animals, you know,
right.
doing their thing, and you distribute that in the house and in around the air. Keep the windows open a little bit, even in the winter, to let fresh air in, because due to off-gassing of fabrics and furniture and carpets, the air outside's a little cleaner. It's always good to have a good mattress pad cover over the mattress you sleep on. That helps eliminate exposure to allergens while you're resting. So there's a lot of things you can do, and, you know, when you're doing a cleanse, take time to relax a little bit. Drink more green juices.
Great information. Again, it's available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest once again on the program today, talking about detox and rejuvenation. Great information there at the website. You, of course, can link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Dr. Susan, a lot of great information today. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we look forward to seeing you again next month.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.